Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and you know what I'm going to say next. Yes, your English will improve today. Now, do you like learning about technology? It's amazing how quickly we are developing new technologies these days. Dreams of the past are becoming realities. Now, have you ever flown in an airplane and wondered, are there cars that fly? Well, the answer to that question is yes, they are making cars that can fly. Today, we'll learn about the Aeromobile 3.0, a car with wings. Our lesson compares this car to something from the movie Transformers. Now, how far can this car fly? And does it run on gas or something else? You'll find out. We'll also learn about some ways the design has improved over the years. It's really cool what this car can do. No, not the car that I'm holding, the car from our lesson. So let's get started. Open up your magazine to the first reading, and then we'll join Michelle. Come on, let's go.
The Aeromobile 3.0, a car with wings. Watching the wings unfold is like watching a transformer come to life. In the science fiction series Transformers, giant robots have the ability to transform themselves into cars, trucks, and other machines. While the Aeromobile 3.0 clearly comes from Earth, it is one vehicle that also makes an amazing transformation. This new vehicle developed in Slovakia can transform from a car into an airplane in seconds, its wings unfolding to reveal its alternate identity. As a plane, the Aeromobile 3.0 has the ability to take off and land using nearly any paved surface that's a few hundred meters long. In addition, it flies distances up to 700 kilometers at one time. As a car, the Aeromobile runs on regular gasoline and can fit into most standard parking spaces.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 unfold 这个动词。UN 是一个否定的字首， fold 是指折起来，所以 unfold 就是指展开或打开。例如 the waiter quickly unfolded the tablecloth and spread it on the table. 服务生快速地打开桌布铺平在桌上。Unfold 也指发展或呈现。例如 the story started to unfold as the adventure began.故事随着冒险之旅的开始而展开。继续我们看的是 alternate 这个形容词， alter 这个字根有其他的意思，所以 alternate 是指另外一个的或者是替代的。例如 the traffic on the freeway was terrible, so we took an alternate route. 高速公路的交通状况太糟糕了，所以我们走了另外一条路线。或者是 the patient is seeking alternate treatments instead of chemo.病人正在寻找化疗以外的治疗方式。
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca. Wait, Gabe, what are you doing?
I'm trying to introduce myself.
I'm just having fun, Rebecca, with our science fiction car here.
Wait, is that a car from a science fiction movie?
Well, yes, it could be. You see, I like to imagine that cars can fly, just like the car in our lesson.But you did mention a good word here, and that is science fiction. There are a lot of books and movies that are science fiction. Mm-hmm. For example, I really like Star Wars. Oh, and one I saw last year was Interstellar. They went way out into outer space. It was really cool.
Well, I'm actually not a big fan of science fiction. And typically when you hear the word science fiction, we're dealing with space travel or even time travel.
That's true, or like the movie mentioned in our lesson, like Transformers. That's kind of a science fiction movie. Well, right now it's time for us to see what the guys in the info cloud have to say. They're talking about this Aeromobile 3.0. Is it pronounced O or zero? Let's see what they have to say. Is it ever okay to pronounce the number zero like the letter O? Yes, there are many times when it's acceptable to say O, like in postal zip codes, 06410.
Also in room numbers, I'm in room 502.
What about credit card numbers and phone numbers? Absolutely, 867-5309.
And don't forget double agent titles. It's 007, not 007.
Now, as a rule of thumb, we should say zero when discussing things related to math and science.
For example, 2 minus 2 equals 0, not O. And when talking about really cold temperatures, we'll say, last night the temperature dropped to 40 below zero.
Ooh, sounds chilly. In sports, there are lots of ways to say zero, like nil, nothing, and zip. Hey, Ken, what was the score for yesterday's game?
3-0. Some sports even have their own special word for zero. In tennis, it's love. In cricket, it's duck.
You know, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a printed zero and an O. And that's why computers create zeros with a dot in the middle or a slash through them to help distinguish them on things like airline and train tickets.
零这个数字在英文什么时候可以读 O, 什么时候应该读 zero 呢？一般来讲，只要是用于数学或科学的领域，就必须读 zero, 像 2 minus 2 equals 0。零下40度是 40 below zero, 不是 O。但其他的地方基于便利，零就可以读作 O, 像邮递区号 90210, 电话号码 867-5309, 还有 James Bond 的代号 007。在体育赛事，零分有分好几种讲法，像 nil,Nothing, zip, 都是一些很口语的讲法。网球的零分用的是 love 这个字，板球的零分是 duck, 就是零鸭蛋的意思。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, our lesson continues. This new vehicle developed in Slovakia...can transform from a car into an airplane in seconds, its wings unfolding to reveal its alternate identity. So Gabe, why are you still playing with that car?
Because, Rebecca, it's so cool to think about a car that can actually turn into an airplane and fly.
But why are you playing with a car when we have a picture of a real car that can transform into an airplane?
What?
You want to see it?
We do?
Yeah, look, right over here, look at the picture.
No way.
Yeah, that's a car right there.
Is that the Aeromobile 3.0 or 3.0?
It is, but it also has an alternate identity, which means that it can transform into an airplane.
That is so cool.
Look.
That's what I want, Rebecca. That's what I want, an alternate identity for this car. That way it can fly. Wow, this is so cool. Really is like something out of a science fiction movie. It's really a car that flies.
It really is, and that is what we are talking about today, in today's lesson, about this car that has two different identities. It's a car and an airplane.
Well, and as we read on here, it says, as a plane, the Aeromobile 3.0 has the ability to take off and land using nearly any paved surface that's a few hundred meters long. So a paved surface is like a smooth surface, like my clipboard here. My car can turn into an airplane and then land on my clipboard on a paved surface.
That is really cool. Your car can land on that clipboard, but I don't think the car we're talking about is going to be able to land on your clipboard.
Oh.
Well, anyway, talking about landing and taking off, this actually reminds me of another word. Are you ready for it?
Hmm?
It's kind of a long word. Aerodynamics.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good word.
Let's say it one more time. Aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics. Good, and actually, yes, here is the car in motion. It is actually flying. This is a real picture. This car can really fly. And of course, if you're going to create a car like this, then you need to understand aerodynamics, because that is the study of the way that air works and the study of the way objects move through the air and interact with the air.
So in other words, it also helps to explain how airplanes can fly in the sky, correct?
That's exactly right. If you're going to be a pilot or work with airplanes or spaceships, then of course you need to understand aerodynamics.
Well, let's see how our lesson continues. In addition, it flies distances up to 700 kilometers at one time. That's actually quite a distance, isn't it?
Well, it really is. So this car, this aeromobile, can fly for quite a distance. And we read, as a car, the aeromobile runs on regular gasoline and can fit into most standard parking spaces. Let's take a look at that little phrase, to run on something. If you're running, that means you're operating or you're working. So most cars run on gas or fuel, right?
Exactly. Or some cars even run on another type of
electricity,
electricity,
maybe?
Or even diesel.
That's right. But another kind of fuel. You know,
yes.
My car here, it can't really fly, and it runs on batteries. That's what makes it work.
Well, I'm glad that you finally realized that, Gabe. Well, anyway, we have more to talk about, but first we're going to take a break.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. And in today's exciting lesson, we're learning about a car with wings. So, not this car that I'm holding. That's right, we're talking about a car that flies. The Aeromobile 3.0 transforms from a cool-looking car into an airplane. Now, here's a little quiz. What kind of gas does the Aeromobile run on? That's right. Regular gas used for most cars, and it can travel up to 700 kilometers on one tank of gas. Pretty cool, right? What else is cool about this car? Let's find out now.
The Aeromobile 3.0, a car with wings. Design improvements. Chief designer Stefan Klein has spent 20 years working on earlier versions of the 2-in-1 vehicle. The current 3.0 version features several upgrades from the 2.5 version. The newer version includes an autopilot feature and a parachute system. Just as important are the improvements to the vehicle's suspension system, making takeoff and landing possible on surfaces that aren't paved. While there are other companies designing flying cars at the moment, the Aeromobile 3.0 stands out for its sleek design.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 suspension 这个不可数名词。 Suspension 在这里是指悬吊。 所以课文中的 suspension system 是指车子的悬吊系统，或者是the suspension bridge can hold over 50 people. 这个吊桥可以支撑超过 50个人的重量。Suspension 也指停止或终止。例如，the football player received a 2-match suspension for a serious foul. 这位足球选手因为严重犯规被判停赛两次。所以我们看的是 sleek 这个形容词。 Sleek 是指线条流畅或者是造型优美的。例如, the hotel was decorated with sleek modern Italian furniture. 这个旅馆的摆设都是造型流畅又时髦的意大利家具。或者是, the sleek new Porsche caught many people's attention. 这台崭新线条流畅的保时捷吸引了许多人的目光。And now let's get back to our teachers.
so cool. Learning about this aeromobile, this car that can fly, turns into an airplane. And we read here, chief designer Stefan Klein has spent 20 years working on earlier versions of the two-in-one vehicle, this aeromobile.
Hold on just a moment, Gabe. Hmm? Now, we've actually been saying aeromobile, but you know, it's actually aeromobile. Aeromobile. This is an aeromobile car. I mean, not that one, but the car we're talking about is an aeromobile.
Ah, yes, aeromobile. Good. Thank you for correcting me, Rebecca. Now, let's talk about this phrase, or this word, two-in-one. You see those hyphens there? Two-in-one. That means two things are put into one thing. You know, often when I hear the phrase two-in-one or three-in-one, I think of coffee. Some coffee mixes have coffee powder as well as sugar and the cream powder mixed inside. That is three-in-one coffee.
That's interesting because I typically think of games. Hmm? Two-in-one game. For example, maybe you just have one board, but there are two different games that you can play with that one board.
That's right. Like chess and checkers. You can play both of those games on one board. You know, I used to teach Let's Talk in English, and we would play the game two-in-one. You should try to use two sentences, or two key words, sorry, in one sentence. That is two-in-one.
And that's a great idea. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read the next sentence. The newer version includes an autopilot feature and a parachute system. Just as important are the improvements to the vehicle's suspension system, making taking off and landing possible on surfaces that aren't paved. Well, that is a long sentence, and right now we want to take a closer look at something in that sentence with Liz.
Hello there, friends. How are you doing? My name is Liz, and please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. Just as important are the improvements to the vehicle's suspension system. Basically, the writer just means the improvements to the vehicle's suspension system are just as important. However, please notice how the writer begins the sentence with the phrase, just as important are. This is a way to introduce something important. But the order is inverted. By switching things around and beginning with this phrase, just as important, is or are, the emphasis is on something just as important is about to be mentioned. For example, you can advise someone who's getting ready for a job interview by saying, be careful with what you say at an interview. Just as important is how you answer your questions. Or maybe you have a new coworker and you want to remind him some things. You can say, of course you want to finish all your work on time, but just as important is your attitude. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for joining me here. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Our last paragraph here reads, while there are other companies designing flying cars at the moment, the Aeromobile 3.0 stands out for its sleek design. Let's take a look at this little phrase, at the moment. This could mean something that you're doing right now. For example, Rebecca and I are teaching at the moment.
Or you could also say, at the moment, I really don't feel like going swimming. Why? Because we're teaching at the moment.
All right, we are currently teaching. So at the moment, you could also say currently. There are currently people thinking about doing something new with this technology. Now, another phrase here is the phrase stand out. The Aeromobile really does stand out. And I really just wanted to see this picture again. It's so cool.
Well, it's a great picture. It really is. It makes me want to try flying in one of these aeromobiles myself. But let's talk about this phrase, stands out. Typically, when I think of this word, I think of maybe a dancer. Maybe I'm watching a dance performance, and one of the dancers in particular stands out to me.
Okay, so he stands out. You know, it makes me think of that guy, Jose Andre Montaño, that Bolivian musician, and he stands out for his age and, of course, his amazing talent. Think of some things that make you stand out. Talk about that in English. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit.
Guess what I got?
New keys?
A new car.
Wow. What make? A Benz? A BMW?
Even better. I got an Aero Mobile 3.0.
Is that a car?
Even better. It's a vehicle that makes an amazing transformation.
What do you mean?
My new car has an alternate identity.
I still don't understand.
My car flies.
Oh, yeah? How fast can it go?
No, I mean it really flies in the air. It transforms into an airplane.
An airplane?
Yes, it's a two-in-one vehicle.
A car and an airplane?
That's right. As a plane, it can take off and land using nearly any paved surface.
Wow.
And as a car, it can fit into the most standard parking spaces.
Wow.
It's got an autopilot feature and a parachute system.
Other companies are designing flying cars too.
I know, but the Aero Mobile 3.0 really stands out.
Really? What makes it better than the others?
Its sleek design. Oh, yeah.
Let's go for a ride.
Okay. In the street or in the sky?
Both.
Let's go.
Transformers. Giant robots transforming themselves into cars, trucks, and other machines. The Aero Mobile 3.0 from Earth transforms itself from a car into a plane in seconds. Developed in Slovakia, this vehicle has wings that unfold to reveal itself as a plane. And as a plane, it can take off and land on almost any paved surface that a few hundred meters long. It can fly 700 kilometers at one time, uses regular gas, and fits into almost any standard parking space. It took the chief designer, Stefan Klein, 20 years of work on earlier versions of the vehicle to come up with version 3.0. It also includes an autopilot and parachute system. The suspension system improvements make takeoff and landing possible on unpaved surfaces. It is true other companies are also designing flying cars, but the Aero Mobile 3.0 sleek design makes it stand out.
Thank you, Linda. Well, you should really check out this Aero Mobile on YouTube. It's pretty cool. But Gabe, where's your car?
Oh, I sent it to the auto shop to get some wings attached. Then I could have my own Aero Mobile.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed learning about the Aero Mobile. Make sure you joined us right here on Studio Classroom next time.
We'll see you then.